from PRX.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and friends beyond the binary, you know, it's time for the podcaster who loves to sing, but, you know, wakes you up, so I can't really do it, but I do love to sing. That's the closest I'll do, Scooby-Doo. That was a little, whatever they call that, scatting, too. But none of that, you won't expect any of that after this, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast to put you to sleep. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, with just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message, or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show, not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead, start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes, yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show. If it was missing from my life, I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, oh, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. And I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple.
And I also want to thank the people that worked on tonight's episode. Chris Posterson from Sounds Like an Earful Studios edited this episode, did the theme music. Jonathan Mann, who you can commission a song from, he's on our lullaby. Scotty and Jennifer on our artwork. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter. Thank you to all of you that do all the kindness for the show. Thank you for listening. I love you, really. And you know what else I love is that love people show one another. The listeners have their own Facebook group, independent of this podcast, but it's such a wonderful community. I link to it, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nods. And I want to thank the moderators over there. Spare time, they're moderate. Everybody knows what Facebook is like, you know. But this group is something wonderful, something special. And it's a reflection of those moderators over there. Julie and Jennifer, Summer and Sarah, and Stacey, Lauren, Keith. So thank you. Thank all of you for listening to the show, and let's get on with the show. Hey, all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep. Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to try to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thoughts, feelings, physical sensations, emotions, travel, noise, life stuff, anything, whatever's keeping you awake. I'm going to hear from a lot of you. Like I know a lot of you are going through a lot of different stuff. If you're new, I don't know what you're going through, but I believe you deserve a good night's sleep. Where was I in the intro? We do with a bedtime story. You need to get to your best buddy. I'll do the rest. What I'm going to try to do is create... So I'm trying to create a safe place and then remind you about the safe place. Like, also if you're new, kind of pad a nice open seat and say, hey, come on in, you're welcome to be here. You know, whether you prefer to sit in a circle or an oblong or you want to sit all the way over there by yourself, whatever you're comfortable with. I'm gonna use creaky dulcet tones, pointless meanders, over usage of confusion overload, prose overload. That's one of my favorite sayings, prose overload. That was like in my when they were manufacturing me, wherever that was, at the freaking Watson and Crick Labs or wherever it was, somehow they overloaded my DNA with prose or whatever, you know, ribosomes or whatever caused superfluous prose, you know. Even that, you know, was extra, and that one was too. But they forgot to throw in the ones that actually help you use it. Like Shakespeare, he had both, I think. Well, he had prose balance. I don't know if you probably could go prose overload, but, you know, then he could trim the prose. Me, you know, I prose spillage, overusage of the word prose, because it's so lovely. By the way, nice to meet you, prose. Have we named anything prose on this podcast? That is like... I guess if you had a show animal, like a show horse or a show, you know, show pony, show, you know, whatever, a poodle named Prose. There you go. There's another book for me to write one day. A poodle named Prose, the poodle story. Well, how about this? A prose named Poodle. That would be confusing. That could be like, anyway, let me get to the new listeners. Sorry about it. If you're new, I'm going to send my voice across the deep dark night. The whole idea of this podcast is to keep you company, to be here to distract you while you fall asleep, like a friend in the deep dark night who doesn't really make a whole lot of sense. Kindly podcaster, I guess. It's not a role that society's ever found really room for. One, because it's labor intensive, let's be honest. If this was an actual service, you know, I mean, that's what friends can fill in for every once in a while when you're on vacation, when you're roommates and you're both or, you know, whatever the beginning stages of a relationship or, you know, during the renewal, you know, where you say, hey, I'll just talk you into sleep. You know, it's not incredible. A lot of people have different sleep abilities, and people that listen to this podcast are like me, and you're more like, well, sleep, it's a baffling pain in the pain in the show pony, if you don't mind me saying show ponies. There you go. That could be a poodle named Prose too. Pain in the show pony. Sorry about that. If you're new, okay. I was talking about the efficiency of telling one-on-one bedtime stories. Let me try to get back to that if I remember, but let me get to you new listeners. Welcome. So this is a podcast to take your mind off stuff. Here's the structure show. 5 to 6 minutes of business at the top. That's how the huge archives are free. And got to do it at the beginning. But if you're new, you could skip kind of over it. If you listen regularly, it really is essential for you to hear that either tomorrow or when you open your fridge, say, what were the sponsors of last night's show? But if you're new, don't worry about it. Yeah, then we have a 12 to 14 minute intro, which we're in the middle of, where I mistakenly make it an attempt to explain the podcast, and I just kind of demonstrate, try to make you come. I mean, the main idea is to kind of set the mood of the safe place, to give you a sense of place. This is a strange place, but it's warm and welcoming. I'm a goofball, but I'm here to help. I tend to ramble, but you don't need to listen. I'm here to keep you company. Hopefully you fall asleep. I'm not here to pressure you to fall asleep or to put you to sleep. I'm here to keep you company while you fall asleep, to help enable that to happen. by whichever, you know, it's just easier if we just kind of let go together and then it just happens on its own. Which I guess goes back to, so that's the structure show. Then we'll have a story, a bedtime story type thing coming up, about, you know, and then thank yous at the end. But yeah, so what was I saying? So like, so this podcast is kind of like to fill in for that inefficiency. It's still very labor intensive making these podcast episodes. You know, I put my heart and my soul into it, cause I want to help. But I only need, you know, I put out 3 episodes a week, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, and then we have all the archives. So because it's recorded and it's out there in the world, you can download it. And I don't got to come to your house. You know, obviously you don't got to worry about, you know, it would probably be a referral-based business anyway. But you don't got to worry about me leaving crumbs or taking my shoes off or, you know, forgetting to, you know, let your dog out to go to the bathroom or whatever it is. This is a podcast, so it's a lower level of pressure and more efficient. But it's efficient. Podcasts are efficient and intimate. Those are 2 of their great qualities. At least efficient to get your ears. It could be more efficient. We're working on that, trying to make it easier. One click type stuff so you can listen. sleepwithmepodcast.com/listen. That's what I've been trying out ideas on. So that's it. If you're new, or I guess if you've been here a while, I'm here to keep you company. I'm your friend, your boyfriend. And maybe like in the end, we'll like, who will get the credit for this? Maybe Watson and Crick will, or whatever the Watson and Crick Labs, which I think is different, and like that was some, you know, that was someplace I guess you like that I snuck into as a child, and I said, that looks like Kool-Aid. Let me slam a few of those back. And the scientists said, like, and then they looked at each other, and then the one, you know, with the arched eyebrows said, this is going to be interesting. And they said, what was in that? You know, first of all, why'd you make it the same color as electric blue Kool-Aid? Also, it did taste delicious. And what was in there? Oh, that was the pros concentrate. And then they said, well, what was the one that looked like a Super Fun Day Punch? And they said, well, that was the cloud of confusion that we're like, and he drank both of them. And they said, okay, go, you know, get to down to the cryogenics, get Watson and Crick back here. We need to, here's a quick question. Watson, how about this for like, how about Daryl Watson? Is anybody famous named Daryl Watson? Doesn't it sound like a good name? How about Craig Crick? I mean, that wouldn't be easy. Would it be good, like, if you're going to sell insurance, maybe change your name to Craig Crick. Craig Crick Insurance, and they, you know, it would give you another, like, a point of, what do they call that, where you get along with other human beings when you first meet them, where you warm them up, rapport. They'd say, I'm sorry, did you say your name was Craig Grigg? No, Craig Crick, C-R-I-C-K, well, just like, and then you could joke about it, just like Watson and, I'm Craig Watson and... And they'd say, Crick. And you say, that's it. I'm your new insurance person. And Connie Crick, that would be another good one. Probably better off on the country and western tour. Connie Crick, she's tonight at old Big Ed's Roadhouse. Connie Crick and the, you know, Washtub Boys, you know, with special guests Emmett Otter and his mom. Singing, you know, all the classics and also other songs other than the one song they sang, and the other person from Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas, who I can't remember, Emmett's best friend or whatever. And who opened for them? Who opened for Connie Crick? Believe it or not, total irony, Riverbottom Funtime Band did. So I guess that's karma, maybe. Cause also Connie Crick doesn't pay. She's well known for not paying her opening bands on a timely basis. Anyway, if you're new here, oh boy. So this is a podcast puts you to sleep. Sometimes I go off track all the time. And you could blame Watson and Crick, or you could blame, you know, Food Dye. But whatever it is, the whole idea is, you know, I'll be here for you. I'll be here for an hour. So you just drift off when you want. I will posit, I will dare to say that most of you that are new, while I was rambling on about whatever and what, well, first of all, I bet you a lot of people were not Connie Crick, eh? I think I did see her at the, whatever, Stetson Ball. She may be a real person. And actually, Craig Crick, I think I bought my car insurance from Craig Crick. He said, call him Double C. And then he said, see, they put me in your email program right there. Craig Crick, send it to me. Send it to me today. Send me five potential customers, you know, because Craig Crick is on a referral business. And anyway, if somebody get Watson and Crick on the phone, I need to give them a stern talking to. Also, whatever teachers I had, because I'm only 80% sure I know who Watson and Crick are. Also, Watson and Crick, wherever you are, I have enough feuds with famous post-life celebrities, so I don't need any other ones. So take it up with somebody else, because I get enough letters from, you know, freaking JCPenney, Richard Warren Sears, so I don't need to hear about it, okay? I'm sure you're late. Anyway, yeah, also, unless it's apology letters, those would be great, especially if they're certified. So then I can show it to people. See, no, I heard from Watson and Craig here. Signed right here. Oh, also, it's signed by Craig Crick and Connie Crick, because those are going to be worth something someday. Yeah, well, Craig's signature is worth $50 off your deductible, and Connie's is worth two drinks at Ed's Roadhouse. Anyway, if you're new here, I'm here to keep you company. I'm a little bit silly, but it's because I can relate to the seriousness of bedtime. And I want to make it a little bit more enjoyable, a little bit relaxing, because you deserve a good night's sleep, okay? So I'll be here. I appreciate it. If you're new, episodes take a couple of, it takes a couple of listens to get used to podcasts. It's out there. But I'm glad you're here. And I really hope I work very hard and I yearn to help you fall asleep. Thanks for coming by.
Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, hey, everybody. It's a Trending Twitter Tuesday here, and I have this idea, so I'm going to run it by all of you to just kind of give you some setup. I'll try to talk as chill as I can. It's been an idea. So it's a Trending Twitter Tuesday. Welcome back, whatever. And I usually make it, we record episodes. This maybe is just, I don't think it's a spoiler, but in a perfect world, 8 weeks before they come out, probably send them more realistically, 6 to 4 weeks or less. I guess this maybe is a 3 to 4 week episode right now that I'm recording tonight. You might be getting information out of order from different episodes, but trying to figure out a way to talk about this. I don't think this stuff is too archetypal, but that brings out the broader kind of creative question of what I'm going to try to do tonight, probably in the second half of this episode or the last three quarters. But so I'd gone to the DENTIST. That's how I'll do it, I guess. And somehow I had gone a little a while without going. I mean, that's a super long while. But for somebody that has a job with insurance, my day job has insurance. like it was a while. And I guess like what had happened is just because of stuff between work and the podcast and stuff. And then I just, it's just one of those things I avoid. If I miss my appointment, like this combines like a lot of stuff I'm not good at. Trying to go like authority figures, I consider a dentist an authority figure. You know, I usually have some nice stuff to say about my dentist, though. Nice, not like actual positives. But so dealing with an authority figure, dealing with anything, you know, the DNTIST stuff. I think I just said the word, though, but whatever. This isn't going to, we're not going to get into any, this is about like making this a more positive experience for people. Like, I just don't like going to appointments. I don't even like, I don't like getting my hair cut. I don't have a haircut phobia. And I don't really have a phobia about going in there to the place I was just at. Other than, I don't know. It's something definitely more on my lizard or mammalian level, where it's more like I'd just rather avoid it altogether. And if it's not very structured. So somehow I went like a year and a half without going. And I kept putting it off like for months and months. I said, geez, I gotta get back there. You know, it's cheap. You know, it's pretty cheap. I think whatever, I only get paid $20 or something. Maybe it's even free to get. But yeah, it's twice a year. It's free. I mean, I got to work, but so whatever. Then I started having something bothering me, and I still waited. And put it off. Oh, because I don't like talking on the phone. So I did try once to call and make an appointment. But understandably, most businesses now operate like me. They don't answer the phone. They let you leave a voicemail, then they call you back. And then, so that became an impossible one to make an appointment. So at some point, something started bothering me. And of course, it increased and increased until I was like, finally, like, okay, I got to deal with this. And it went in, I finally got an appointment, and actually it was like way far out. And then I said, I told the person on the phone, I actually advocated for my needs. I said, I don't think I can make it that long. And she said, okay, let me see what I could do. And then, so they saw me pretty soon. And then to my DNTIST's credit, she, and her staff were very, and this isn't like a, this is just a regular office. It's not like, you know, I just use regular work insurance, but she did not do any SHAME like me at all. She actually like did it, and they must have, I don't know if they have like training on this, but she said, geez, you remember the last time, even though she knew the answer to this question, she said, remember the last time you were here? And I said, no, it's been a while. She said, yeah. She goes, I thought it was like this long, but she said, looking, it's been this long. And then she asked me to tell her what was going on. Again, they had already taken the x-rays at this point, so she knew the answer. But never anything like, well, geez, why didn't you cut? Like, that would be one area probably why I would avoid it even more, is to have a debate about why hadn't I come in. But she would just go out. Well, she said, I think, well, I'm glad you're here today. I'm so glad you're here. So that was very nice. And then I had this, like, so I hear from a lot of listeners that are going through things, so like this experience that I was going through, and it was totally resolved that day, mostly. And it wasn't like, for me, it was a fine experience, except for the relatability part that I want to talk about, which is like, I wish I had like prepared a like podcast to listen to. And then I said, oh, like I do hear from a decent number of listeners who listen in this situation and other situations. And I said, well, this makes total sense. And I almost listen, like I would have been listening for work to the podcast, but I listen anyway twice, like to every episode twice before it comes out, at least to check them. So I could even listen to this podcast to check. So this is one part of where my brain is at, of what's some of where the gestation of this, the idea for this episode and maybe other episodes related to it. And then another one, this was a couple of years ago now, I think, our good friend Andrea G, who I still have not been able to hang out with. Maybe by the time this comes out, I will have, but because I don't leave my house and I'm constantly working on the podcast or at my day job, but also because I make a lot of excuses and stuff. But so our good friend Andrea G, a couple of years ago, she had said, what about when you go and you sit in a seat that you used to travel, in the sky? Again, I'm trying to use some language, kind of be fun, but also to kind of steer around things. And so I did come up with an episode for Andrea G that was an attempt to kind of do that, which I think was can't remember what it was called. It was a while ago, at least 2 years ago, maybe. I don't know. I don't even know, though. And I think it was called an unassuming, a plane ride with an unassuming man. I think that's what it was called. But then the feedback I got on that episode, which is understandable, is well, you're still kind of talking about what it is, that we're doing. Like when we go on one of those things, people were like, I don't know if Andrea said this or somebody else, but they said, well, geez, we want to avoid thinking about this experience that, we're going through because it's not one we enjoy and we want to be distracted from it. Was kind of some of the feedback I got. So it made me curious. And then I said, okay, these are some archetypal topics, these two experiences, along with a lot of other ones. And so I said, well, geez, I don't know how I would do that. And then, so my recent visit, really spurred me on to say, huh, how can we overcome this? And I guess part of it is just sitting here talking to you about it and saying, talking about my thought process, because it's kind of part of what the podcast is sometimes. And then wondering, I guess I just want to release something, because otherwise it would just seem very surrealistic and random. And then I said, well, if it's surrealistic and random, I mean, I guess this is like an egg in a hatching in a whatever situation, then you don't know it's there to be used. But then if it's there to be used, you know what I mean? So it's I could have just put out this episode, but then what would I tell people? Oh, if you're in this situation, listen to it. Most of the communication for the podcast happens on the podcast. I don't know. This is good, for feedback of, and then maybe, I guess my whole thing would be, if someone's aware now that this is the title, maybe it can be repackaged and, distributed for the purpose if you're, either traveling in a chair or you're visiting your tooth cleaner, we'll say, you could listen to the episode part of this. Maybe it's just a download on iTunes or Patreon feature. I don't know. It's where the idea for this came from. So I guess I'll transition now. I'm going to take a break and, pause it and get the trends ready. And then when I come back, the episode will start. But I'm glad, as I say always in the regular intro, I'm glad you're here. So I think this will be fun. So basically just relax and, ideally you're listening to this in bed, this part, and getting rest and getting snuggled in. So I'll be back in seconds for you. All right, hey, settle in here, and I'm glad you're sitting down or getting comfortable. I'm your chair. I want to introduce myself. You could call, we'll talk about that in a second. I guess I'll be performing the role as your seat or your chair, however you want to refer to me as. I'll be here supporting you for a while, so I'm glad you're here. And I prefer chair because chair to me just seat is so formal. And to be honest, you say, well, aren't seats hard? And I'm doing my best I'm here to keep you comfortable. That's why I'm talking to you now. In the past, I would have just been here, doing nothing, doing my best. But there was never a way for me to get across my intention. to be here for you, and not just, you know, to keep you, seated, or, you know, if you stand up to say, "Whoa, boy, I got to sit back down. My seats, my chair's here for me." And I just want you to get comfortable and relax. And I know it's every day seems like social media day. So if you use your phone, it's not going to bother me. I'll be here. Whether you use your phone and you barely listen to me, or you're just lying back. If you want to close your eyes, feel free to go ahead. And just relax. I don't want you to be, I talked to this guy, and he's the one who taught me how to make a podcast, a pod guy, pod boy, they call him. And he suffers from all or nothing thinking, all or nothing. And I don't want to be like, I say, if you want to use social media, that's fine. You want to use your phone, I'll be here. You don't want to, you want to move around, I'm here behind you. I've got your back, literally. I got your back on me, and I got your back. I'm holding it up. It's my job. And I would like to give you a chance to, like, as you start to relax, and maybe even, there's two options here. And you could try either one, or we could try them in order. One is to start thinking about sinking into me. And, sinking a little bit deeper and feeling the weight of your body against me as you rest. And to feel the support I'm giving back to you, almost like bubbles of air. So even as you sink in, you begin to float back up, and you want to move your attention away from, where I'm supporting you, to the places that are hanging free because of the support, like your shoulders, maybe that place on the side of your neck that trails off to your shoulders. Go ahead and feel it stretch and lengthen. Feel those muscles, and go ahead and just let your shoulders droop a little bit if you need to. Oh, and yeah, you can scrunch them up too if you like. Go ahead and feel your arms to your elbow, whether your elbows are resting on those holders or they're hanging at your side. Feel that too. And this is a strange place to think about hanging, but go ahead and feel your cheeks and your ear lobes, your chin and your forehead going a little bit loose and relaxed, stretching with the gravity. But I got you. I'm holding you here. I'm holding you right up. You could even say I'm cradling you. And if there's a Friday, I don't know if it's Friday where you are, but it feels like Friday every day for me, feeling like it's Friday, when all my job is to keep you company and to keep you supported. I'm just glad you're here to rest with me. And I wanted to give you a chance to get to know me a little bit more as you're resting and taking some nice breaths. I don't think it's time for you to smile, but if you want to smile, now, but here's the chance. I'd love for you to name me, because I'm here for you. And, you could call me, I've been called Cherry in the past. Somebody named me Ricky Rubio the other day. But just close your eyes and, sense me. And just because the way my voice is doesn't mean you have to name me any kind of, you can name me any which way you want. And don't feel any pressure to come up with the name just yet. Just let it drift in and out of your mind like bubbles in seltzer water, working their way to the top. You're here. And I don't know if you can start to sense the entire motion of your breath. I can sense it. It's very relaxing. And you can sense it. Your body senses it. Maybe just pay attention for a second to your calves. I don't know that they get the attention that they deserve. I guess because they're kind of inconveniently located, it's not easy to, you know, say, and they don't, you know, they don't respond well to squeezing. I mean, you can do it yourself, but, you know, from someone else, you really can't, you really need to keep your hands off other people's calves, unless you're cradling a calf like I am, or I can sometimes, or the air can cradle your calf as it rests there. And you rest here. And did you think of a name for me? Like, did any names come up for me? Well, I really do like that name. It's a very nice. Thank you for calling me that. I'm here. And I'm holding you. And I thought I'd tell you some stories about some other people I've held and other chairs I know that I've held people. You think about, I don't know if you, like, you have ever thought about thrones. I mean, I know you got shows about thrones and you got metaphors about thrones and you picture people on the throne. But do you ever think about what it's like to be a throne? Because and you say, okay, wait a second, do chairs? And they say, well, I've lived a lot of lives. Let's just leave it at that. I'm just here to support you. We don't need to get into how I know these things. I'm just here to express them over to you. But yeah, go ahead and before we move on, I know there's other things competing for your focus here. So sometimes I'll just be talking to let you know I'm here to support you, to hold you up, to prop you up, and to make you as comfortable as I can. And yeah, I'm not perfect, I know. I was telling you about those thrones, though. Like, think about a throne. And some of them might have velvet or velour. Some are wood. Some are iron. And some are, you know, who knows what some of the other ones are made from. But, you know, there's a lot of different thrones. I guess we could agree on that. No need to disagree about thrones. But the throne has the same job I have. That's almost like why I feel so great. I have a royal job. To keep you supported, to be here for you to rest on me. And yeah, you could do like the kings and the queens have done and do some thinking. That's sometimes what they do. They do pondering. They hold audiences. They give out commands. There's a lot of, but, you know, they switch their butt cheeks. You could do that too. You could squeeze your butt cheeks or alternate left and right. It's almost like you're giving me a massage when you do that. That's not bad. Not bad at all. Also help stretch you out. Let's do another stretch here. Let's take your ankles and let's make little circles. And, you know, someone's around and or competing for my attention. Let's send both our ankles outward in different circles. That's it's got to be stimulating some part of your brain, don't you think? They're moving in opposite circles. And they're just tiny little circles. And you can imagine that our ankles are getting, you know, greased up. It's got to be good. And let's now switch and rotate our ankles inward in just slow, small circles. Feels good. I feel like a kid a little bit when you're watching you do that. It's not bad at all. Oh, you said you can't even move. Well, let's just, how about we flex our feet towards our calf and then forward away from our calves now. That's not bad, is it? It kind of feels like when you're stretching, you feel a little bit like royalty, don't you? You deserve to feel like royalty. One thing I've noticed as a chair and a seat is even the royals, they forget to breathe and to enjoy their breath, whether they're focusing on it and controlling it or it's happening naturally. Sometimes they forget to breathe at all, and then they sputter, or their thoughts sputter, or they ponder way too long. And you know, my favorite thing when I was a chair in the Royal Hall, and I was lucky in the generations I was there that I got to observe this a few times with the queen, and then again with the young king, and then again with the queen, was how they would watch the tapestries. And each one of them, they weren't directly, you know, there was some shifting around, but they were pretty close to related. And they would sit on me, and I would support them as I'm supporting you now, as I'm here to try to comfort you now, to be comforting. They would sit in the chair in a quiet moment of thoughts, maybe even in the middle of someone talking to them, but they had drifted out of the moment and into another one. And I would watch their face as they looked at the tapestries on the wall. Sometimes they would be looking through the tapestry to a world beyond, to a projector coming from their mind and going back into their mind. And sometimes they would be looking at the tapestry, but not at it, at how it was moving in the wind, or how one part of it was slightly off kilter, or the tattering in the lower right hand, or the way the wind made it billow. And sometimes they would just notice one color, the way the gold flecks in the gold, whatever that's called, threads would catch the light at a certain time of day. Or the way the moonlight would make the blues and the blacks and the purples seem much different than the daytime. Almost like there is two images on the tapestry. And sometimes they would just look at the picture itself, or the pictures of a unicorn lying there with a fan, like I wanted to call it a fan, but fanning out around them a fence. And they would look at the way the unicorn lay. And then they would try to imagine if they'd ever seen a horse lie down. And they would know, they should know the answer to that, and then one part of their brain would say, horses don't ever lie down. And then another part of them would say, I could swear I've seen a horse lie just like this unicorn here. And they would say, I wonder what's with the circle of the fence around the unicorn. or they would look at the unicorn's eyes or the unicorn's forehead, or the more observant of them would look at the hooves or the hooves and see what was on the hooves of a unicorn. Or the more drifting and curious would see to the left of the unicorn the field, or the edge of the woods beyond the field behind the unicorn. They would look for details like fruits on trees or owls in a roost. They would notice the flowers in the meadows, or some would just notice the construction of the tapestry itself, the stitches, the crossing, and maybe they would even think about a loom or things like that, or maybe they would remember the story of the unicorn. Or they would wonder, I've never heard a story of a unicorn in a fence before. I should ask the jester about it, the pod jester, to tell me that tale. I think it was in a book, but I can't remember. Or they would look at the next tapestry over of a tall tower with different gray stones of different sizes, and they would study the stones and the gaps in between where the stones met, the way the tower seemed to be just off balance as it went up towards the sky. Some would just look at the sky beyond the tower, just like the woods earlier, the night sky, the stars, the moon. Some might even see the darkness change as it got closer to the horizon. Some might even notice the detail of the moon reflecting in a mountain stream or a mountain lake, shining back. The sheep in the hills, all made of thread. So they would sit there and I would support them. And I would watch their breathing and hold them up and let them sink into me. Just like you're doing here, I'm holding on to you. You could hold on to me as tight as you need with your hands if you need to. You could even squeeze me if you need to. You could even send me a message and say, hey, this isn't easy just sitting here. There's distractions going on around me. I'd say it's not easy, that's why I'm here, to keep you company, to be under you, to be behind you, and to be with you. And that's just some of the joys that I've had, is when I was a throne. And I guess one question that might come up for now, or like, what are the, is it a secondary throne, the seats next to the throne? You know, I still called them my fellow thrones. And I don't know, it would seem like the royals, sometimes they would agree on things like that, and sometimes they would disagree. But I also was lucky enough to spend a few times as a chair in a theater. Oh, in a movie theater chair. Do you remember the times you've been in a movie theater chair? Sitting there. Settling in there. Did you lean back? Was it one of those chairs, the old ones with the springs inside? Did it make any noise? Did it lean back or fold down? Did you put the armrest down, or was it built in and already down? What was the fabric like? Was it soft or stretchy as you settled into that chair and you sunk in and it was below you like I was below you now? Were you there early before the movie started, or was it already dark? Did you ever go to the movies solo? Or did you have someone? Do you have someone you like to see movies with? What about as a child? Have you been to the movie as a child or with a child, where it's still a big deal to be at the movies? I can sense those things. Back when I had springs, I could feel it as a vibration in my springs. And it was a joyous vibration. Whether it was that tickling joy of a child seeing a movie, almost in disbelief, even before the movie began, the thrill of doing something that kind of just feels special. Maybe the thrill, or sometimes the disappointment of the snack situation at the movies. Or maybe you were there, you know, to just let the lights go down. Whoever you were with, child or adult. And as the lights went down and as the preview started, the world was left behind. As the darkness enveloped you, it also held you, much like the chair does, much like I do now. Held you in a soft, comforting, welcoming embrace. It said, "This is a nice, safe world." Depending on the movie, but even then, this world, this darkness, this chair is here to let you go somewhere else for a little while. And did your mind start to go? Is that the suspension of disbelief? As it just pictures, consecutive pictures began to play in front of you with sound, or those times you may or may not have gone, but I have witnessed the times with live orchestras or performing people, singing people. But those memories of the movies, can you sense it? Could we pretend just for a moment or two that we're at the movies together right now? Could we make an agreement that I could be both things for you? That this chair now, that I am both the seat you're sitting in and a movie chair. That one you remember, that one memory you were thinking of that made you feel warm inside. It made you smile. I'm not sure which one it was. I couldn't put my finger on it. But I'm here to support that and to agree that as you're sitting, you're also sitting in that chair and remembering that nice, nice darkness around you, settling all around, enabling your escape for a little while to another world, to the past or a present that you don't live in, or a future or an imaginary world. Oh, what a joy it has been to sit there and to be sat upon and to support that escape as I support you now. and you just rest on me, just like you could go into one of those theaters, even when there's not a movie playing. What if that was a thing? And they said, come on in and sit down. We got chairs that support you here. We got a room full of chairs and some nice, it wouldn't be as dark, but you know, the lights would be down a little bit. Come kick back. Maybe you're going to yawn. Maybe you'll sink in a little bit deeper. We've got chairs that comfort, comforting chairs that do their job, that sit here with you. Movie or not, I'm here, letting you, will sink in and support you in whatever is happening around. You know, you could rest. You know, you could sink in a little bit deeper here into your movie chair that we've agreed upon. Maybe you have another chair that I don't know about. You know, I've never been in a nail salon before, but I've seen those look like comfortable chairs, those nail salon chairs. Maybe you have a memory of a chair like that, or maybe it was a chair that was pushed in underneath you as you sat at a nice meal. Maybe it was a bench or at a picnic table. Maybe your chair was natural one time, made of grass and a blanket, or the crook of a tree, embracing you, holding you, supporting you, letting you sit and pass the time. That's a great chair, too. Maybe it was a chair at a desk. Maybe that desk was in the stacks of a library, tucked away, or a cafe, or the desk in your room. And that chair stood watch, held you up, or stood by, or supported your feet, or you sat on your feet, or whatever you did, the chair was there while you were there, like I'm here for you now. What were you doing in that chair? Wasn't it nice if you remembered it? Were you reading a book? Were you learning something new? Was there something thrilling? The pushing of pencil against paper, the shuffling of pages, the swift passage of time. You couldn't even believe how the moments both dragged and flew by as that chair was there with you. In that moment, the air was around you. The light was as it was, as you remember it, whether it was bright or medium, reflected, or drifting through the dust off a wall, through a window, the warm sun rays as you sat there, or the fall of the light out of the lamp against the table, or drifting from the ceiling above. And here's a question that you probably know the answer to, but a chair does not. Does gravity affect light? I don't think it does, but something we chairs always wonder. And go ahead, and let gravity take you into my embrace. I'm so thankful to be able to be here with you, to try to keep you company, and to help you think of all those chairs you've been in, your favorite chair. Can we agree that when you need me to be wherever you are, go ahead and think about that favorite chair, that favorite moment, the temperature of the room, the way the light was in the room, feeling as you sat down and eased into it, the motion of your breath, and as you start to sink into this chair that I'm becoming, the feeling you had inside, was it quivering? Was it an unreleasing relaxation? Was it a wondering? Was it a welcoming? What was that feeling? Was it another world right at your fingertips? Or another life? Or was it a reminder of something down home? Is there a smell there that you can remember as you're here now with me there? Drifting in through your nose, a part of that moment in your mind, but now you're connected with it as you're connected with me, as I'm supporting you here, as I do as a chair. Let that memory float and balance in your mind. It's there. And we're here, and we're in that chair, and we're watching that memory, and we're floating, and we're experiencing it, and you're feeling it, you're back there, and you're here at the same time. So sink in. And feel me here supporting you, comforting you, or providing comforts, if you will, through this memory. And if you need to, at any moment, you could say, oh, I can picture myself as the queen, staring at that tapestry, looking at that unicorn or that tower, and feel me here supporting you as you look at it. And you think about the details in that tapestry, or what is on that third tapestry over, and drink in those details, or if you need to, squeeze your butt and think about the movies. We're at the movies now, and start to unfold what movie it is, and how you're settling in, and everything that goes with it. What were the previews as they play in your mind? What did the floor feel like beneath your feet? Was it sticky, or was it carpet? Is there a cold beverage at your fingertips or a box of candy? Is there greasy popcorn on your fingertips? Are you wondering if you're going to hold hands with someone or put your arm around a child and snuggle them? Or is this the kind of seat you're going to leap out of? I'll be here the whole time. I'm here for you, supporting you, keeping you comforted, holding you up. And if you need to, I'm here to remind you of that third memory, of that chair you can't ever forget, that place you spent time with that chair. Oh, those memories and the light and the smells and the scents and the feeling. I'm here to remind you of those things. They're not that far off. And I'm not that far off. I'm here, right here with you. And so are those memories, not far off. So go ahead. I'm going to go quiet now. you have those things to drift upon. You have those right at your fingertips, and you can squeeze me if you need to. You can feel your shoulders stretching out if you need to. Or you can massage me with your butt, or you could do some spine rolling into me. I'm here. I'm here holding you, cradling you, comforting you. I'm your chair. What did you call me again? That's so nice. Good night. I want to thank everybody supporting the show on Patreon. Ian, Jeb, thank you. Thank you so much and good night. Georgia, Lisa, and Michael, thank you and good night. Say good night and thank you to Andrew, Stacy, and Adrian. Thanks and good night. Michael, Stephanie, and Julie, thanks and good night. Michael H., Jordan, and Sylvie, thank you and good night. Good night and thank you to Donna, to Kathy, and to Alice. Thanks and good night to Savannah, to Elliot, and Meredith. Good night and thank you to Joel, to Kevin, and to RM. Thanks and good night to Luke, to Cody, and to Will. Good night and thanks. Good night and thanks to Ken, to Jenna, and to Diane. Thank you and good night to Jacob, to Carol Ann, and Heather. Thanks and good night. Good night and thank you to MCF, to William, and to Janet. Good night and thank you to Heidi L., to Marion, and to Basil. Thanks and good night to Samantha, to Stacy, and to Karen. Good night and thank you to Evan, to Sam, and to Danny. I want to say thanks and good night to Dallas, to Care Radio, and to Michael V. Good night and thank you to Sydney, to Georgia, and to Jade. Thanks and good night to Jessica, to Jocelyn, and to Joanne. Four J's in a row. How lucky are we? Thanks and good night to Rachel, to Tim, and to Emma. Good night and thanks to Amber, to Madeline, and to Christina. Good night and thanks to Patricia, to Sarah, and to Amy. Thanks and good night to Karen, to M, and to Liz. Thanks and good night to Jason, to Suzanne, and to Don. Good night and thanks to Margaret, Michelle, and Kate. Thanks and good night to Andrew, to Alistair, and to Sabrina. Thanks and good night to everybody supporting the show on Patreon. Then PayPal, thanks and good night to James and David, thanks and good night. Good night and thanks to Lee, to Stephanie and to Tawny, good night and thanks to Julie and Rachel. Thanks and good night to Janet, Carol and Patrick and Michael. Good night and thanks to Slime Warp, to Pete and Michael, good night and thanks to Tierney, to Natasha, and to Barbara. Thanks good night to Jacob, to Nicholas, and Elizabeth. Thanks and good night on everybody supporting on PayPal. And thanks and good night over on Venmo to Alexis, to Natalie, to Lisa, and to Derek. And Bailey. Thanks and good night. Thanks, everybody, and sleep well.
All right, everybody, this is Scoots. I'm talking about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. You could take that Helix Sleep quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep. I'm just about to hit my 4-year anniversary sleeping in my Helix Dusk Lux. And I took that Helix quiz. You know, I sleep on my side, I sleep on my stomach, I toss, I turn. I don't want to overheat at night. And when I took the quiz, that was the mattress it matched me with. The Helix Dusk, I chose the Helix Dusk Lux. Because Helix has like 20 unique mattresses. They've got an award-winning Lux collection, the Helix Elite collection, which is new, a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And the way you'll know the Helix mattress works best for you and your body is to take that Helix sleep quiz at helixsleep.com/sleep.
You'll find your perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress will be shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping in it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. There's models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side. Models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions. Plus, there's enhanced cooling features for people like me, keep us from overheating at night. If your spine needs an extra TLC, they got you. Every Helix mattress has a hybrid design combining comfort and support. I took the Helix sleep quiz. Like I said, I got matched with the Helix Dusk. I wanted something with the right firmness that I could sleep on my stomach, my side, even my back. And they kept me from overheating. And it fits the bill. And not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, the setup was fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. Plus, all Helix mattresses come with a 10 to 15-year warranty, depending on the model. And if you don't want to take my word for it, Helix has been awarded the number one mattress pick by GQ and Wired magazine. It's even recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors. The sleep medicine is a go-to solution for improving your sleep. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. That's HELIXPARTNER20, one word. This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.